Hello and welcome. You're listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I am, of course, Chris Ann. And we are going to be talking about the psychic predictions for the week of October 29th to November 5th of 2023. And this week we have another fun deck that we are working with. This week we're working with Spirit of the Animals Oracle by Jody Bergsma. This is a beautiful deck, and I really have a passion for any deck made by Jody Bergsma. So check them out. They're all beautiful, but they all have amazing energy. There's a higher energy to a lot of her decks. I like the information within them. I like the feel of them, energetic feel. This particular deck is a little bit larger of a card size. I just turn it sideways when I go to shuffle it because I have small hands. But it is wonderful information within this deck. So, Spirit of the Animals Oracle. And that's the deck we're going to be using for this week. So, let's give it a little bit of a shuffle and let's see what's coming in for this week. The first card is the Swan, which is all about grace. And I'm going to read you the actual card. You who glides across the waters of my soul, bring me your wisdom and light. Help me transform into elegance and grace. Inspire me with dignity and the spirit of beauty. This is a lovely card, obviously. It's all about bringing grace into our lives. How do we approach things this week? We have to take the much more higher road, the more graceful approach to things this week. The next card that I'm pulling is the Cat, which is all about independence. Go figure. And I'm going to read you the actual card. You are a natural healer. Your intuition is strong. You don't have to go with the crowd. Life supports you in every way. What a wonderful card for this week. This week going ahead, we know we're going to have to take the higher road, but we're going to do it knowing that we can do it successfully on our own because we have those great gut instincts and the ability to do these things on our own, knowing that we're capable. Last card I pulled, which is also the card that's the cover of the deck, is the Dragonfly, which is all about magic. I embrace my transformation. I courageously let go of the past. The magic of nature is in me. I am brilliant and I am blessed. This is a wonderful card also for this week. These are all three great cards, actually. So this is all about bringing that transformational magical energy into us this week, knowing, oh, these cards are all knowing that we are capable of doing what we need to do this week. And it might seem magical, but knowing that you can do it on your own and be great and successful at it is wonderful things for this week. I'm really pleased. We need to have a little bit of wonderful things coming in for this coming week, and these three cards really speak wonderfully to us. So those are the cards for this week. I have started talking about what angel we are going to be doing for this week, and this week, the angel is the angel of light. So, the angel of light is all about bringing abundance and laughter to all that we do for this coming week. And there is going to be a moment where you're going to realize you're going to need to bring more light, more light energy into what it is that you do. And by having laughter raises the vibration. Light is all about having a raised vibration. So by laughing within certain areas of your home, different places in your car, in places of work, it breaks up the tension. It brings a higher vibration in. It brings in the light. So when you choose to break through the darkness, whether that be internal or external, by laughter, Whether it be a funny joke, a funny video, a funny movie, something that's genuinely funny, not laughing at somebody, please. But those are things that will bring in that angel of light to help bring light into some of those darkest of places. I have a story that I tell to some of my students, and I think this is very applicable for us this week. The Dalai Lama, when he, many years back, visited Auschwitz, it has said that he went and he laughed. And people were like, oh my goodness, why is he laughing here? This is not a funny place. The reason he laughed was because it was such a dark place. It was such a gloomy, horrendous place that had a horrible history. It had darkness all around it. The energy was very stuck. When he laughed, he was raising the vibration. He was bringing light into that area to shift the energy. That's what I'm talking about, that we can do this week going forward. That will be a very practical thing for us to do. I am somebody that does laugh at funerals, and I'm somebody that laughs in life. It is good to break up the tension, and it is good to break up some of those stuck, dark feelings. And that's what the Angel of Light is all about, bringing in a higher vibration when there isn't one, when there needs to be one. So that's the Angel of Light for this week. Now, we also have five crystals that we are going to be doing this week. If you have tuned in to me before, welcome back. You know how I work. If you haven't tuned in to my podcast before, what I do is I download the information of what crystals we're going to be talking about before I start my podcast. So before I even came on the air tonight, I knew what five crystals I was going to talk about. Didn't exactly know why because I didn't pull the cards, but I knew what crystals I was going to be talking about. So let's get started with those. This week we only have five. In no particular order, keep that in mind too. The first one that we're talking about is garnet. Garnet is a beautiful, deep red, ruby red kind of stone. It stimulates that life force, but it also boosts you sexually. And if you want to bring in some fertility, garnet is a great one to have in your bedroom. You can have it under your bed. If you're laying on your back, stick out your left arm. That is the left side of your bed. Left side brings the energy in, right side lets the energy out. It doesn't matter what side of the bed you sleep on, it is the left side of the bed that matters. Okay? Or the left side table next to the bed, or a bureau next to the bed. That's the left side. So put garnet on the left-hand side. It will bring in all of those great things into the bedroom. It also awakens the kundalini energy, and it draws that earth energy into the body, grounding you and helping to support you. It's also great for boosting your manifesting. So if there's things you're trying to manifest, especially things around the bedroom, then garnet is a wonderful one to help with that. It also is a great stone for if there's any changes or disruptions that are going on in the family or in the home, garnet can come in and bring in a little bit of aid in that situation too. Garnet is the stone of health, and it's great at getting rid of that negative energy from within all your chakras to help kind of transmute it. I am not a medical practitioner. I am explaining crystals and how I use them in my life. If you need medical advice, please seek that of a medical practitioner. I always give my little disclaimer. So that's garnet. Let's move on to the next one, which is halite. I love halite. Halite is salt. And I love salt. I love salt. So anyway, I like salt on my salt. But halite enhances goodwill And it's really good for balancing your mood swings and getting rid of negativity. For the most part, I think halite is one that is a left-hand side stone, but if we're going to be getting rid of negativity, then it's going to be a right-hand side stone. It boosts your psychic powers, it helps with your intuition, it encourages you to be able to adapt to different situations within life. It helps going from negative thought patterns into positive thought patterns. It clears blockages from your psychic abilities. And when you have a spiritual path that you're on, and there's a lot of negativity around that, maybe it's from your family or your partner or whoever, halite can help sort of transmute that. And it's wonderful to help you to deepen your meditation. So for the most part, this is a left-hand side stone. Anything that you want to get rid of and transmute, then it's going to become a right-hand side stone. Halite can be a little bit more fragile, so it's not one that you really want to carry in your pocket, so to speak. But it is a salt. The next one I love is Morganite. Morganite, like halite, is also a pink stone. I personally don't like pink, but I love Morganite. Morganite can be like a peachy pink, can be a pinky pink, but it also can be a peachy pink as well. And it is the stone of divine love, a higher love, a compassionate love, self-love. It cleanses the energy, the heart, and your emotional body on an emotional level. It gets rid of fear, resentment, and anger. It heals all of that. It helps you to release that relationship patterns of negativity to kind of move past that. And it's one that can help you to find your appropriate soulmate. It helps you connect with that divine spirit. It's one of my personal favorites for the ultimate love stone. I love Morganite because of that. And it helps you to recognize those emotional patterns that you might have of self-judgment. So it's for self-love, but it's for divine, higher love, connecting with angels, guides, etc. It's a powerful stone, and it's one that really connects right up. I love it. It's one that I do tend to wear, and I do tend to use it on the left-hand side. The next stone is a blue stone, and it is demeterite. Demeterite is a very underappreciated stone, I have to say. It looks very unassuming. It's just kind of like a plain blue tumbled stone. It's nothing fancy to look at, but I love it. It's a great stone, actually. It activates the third eye, and it opens those doors to that inner insight that you need when you have that third eye activated. It helps you with that higher guidance in life. It's great if you're going to be channeling or boosting your psychic abilities in any way. It helps you to find solutions, simple solutions to things that are going on that are blocking you or limiting you. And it helps you connect with your spirit guides and your angels, and also can aid in divine love. For these reasons, I am a demeterite on the left-hand side kind of person. The next stone, which is also our last stone, which is also a blue stone, is blue kyanite. Kyanite comes in three different colors that I'm aware of, blue, black, and green. Oh, there might be a red also. Oh, so I stand corrected. But this one is the blue kyanite. So, and blue kyanite's the most accessible one too. Blue kyanite activates that sort of mind center and stimulates in opening up your psychic channels. It encourages telepathic communication between two people or more that are using this stone. It can help with lucid dreaming. It links to the physical with the astral body, and it can help you to expand your consciousness. It also can balance your central nervous system, and it helps on that emotional, physical, and spiritual levels to have a balance between the three. And it can also instantly align your chakra systems. Kyanite is one that can be self-clearing and healing. It is not one that really needs to be cleansed. I do not wash kyanite. Unless it's a tumbled kyanite, I don't wash kyanite with water. I will put it out in the full moon. And also, this is a left-hand side stone for me as well. Kyanite's a really fun one. So these kyanite's a very easily accessible stone. Demordorite, very easily accessible. Morganite, expensive. Halite, harder to find, but reasonable. Garnet, very easy to find. Slightly more money than your basic ones. So not super difficult list for this week, but a lot of psychic stuff coming in for this week. This week is going to be all about trusting your intuition, trusting your psychicness, knowing that you can do it on your own. You don't need other people to help you. You might need other guides and angels to come in and help you, but you don't need other people to come in and help you because you are capable of doing it on your own with the help of your psychic intuition and knowing that you can trust that. So this is going to be kind of a cool, interesting week. As always, check out my website. I have my readings listed there. I do readings in the Akashic Records, which is your soul's history and your soul's past lives, and how that connects to what's going on now. I'm a medium, so I speak to those on the other side, and I do animal communication, both living and deceased, and then your regular psychic stuff, past, present, and future. So that's on my website, and then I do sell crystals on my website. And by the end of this calendar year, there's going to be a big revamp to my website with the crystals and things like that that I'm offering. There's a lot there now, but I'm hoping to add even more. So check that out. And my website is www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same exact name as this podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I thoroughly appreciate it. I really appreciate all the support. You all have been so wonderful and supporting and kind and caring, and I appreciate it. And I hope everybody has an extra special, wonderful week this week going forward. Take a deep breath and move forward. This is going to be a week we're going to need to take a deep breath, move forward, because we're going to be capable of doing these things on our own, and it's going to be a new challenge for us to do all of this on our own. But you're capable. Thank you so much. This has been Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Be free.